This is Reflections West with Lisa Simon and David Moore.
Featuring original ideas and stories of the American West.
Today we're reading a reflection from Regan de Victoria, a Missoula native who made Butte her home for a handful of years. She writes about the conflicted pull between staying in the small towns we love and exploring the wider world, and the impossibility of choosing between. She writes,
"You come to Butte, Montana, direct from 7 exhausting years in the city, seeking solace, expecting blight, and finding home. You attach yourself to a scrappy chunk of spent mine yard and watch in wonder as the fill dirt pushes up green through the busted concrete. Before you know it, you're buying 100-year-old houses and giving birth to Butte natives. Depending on which line you follow, you're either a second or fourth generation Montanan, but true Montana women are renowned as women of the prairie or ranch, and you are neither. A Montana woman raises babies and yeasted breads and hell, maybe a barn or two, all in a day's work. But you're a bleeding-heart liberal, college-educated and soft of hand, a wife and mother almost despite yourself. You pull rusted nails and broken glass out of your baby's hands when he plays in the backyard, and every time it rains, you find more. You build a chicken coop. You raise broccoli and kale in an adjacent lot, watching the sky for June snowstorms. With spit on your lip, you defend Butte from the haters. And when the summer festival music wafts its way up your street, you feel as though you've been let in on a big, fat secret. You fall in love with Butte as you do a man with a hair lip, despite deformities and, later, because of them. The next time you leave Montana, you're holding your newborn daughter and headed for the heartland. Your son grips your hand with Butte dirt beneath his fingernails. You'll be back, Montana woman. You'll be back."
De Victoria chose a poem by Ed Leahy, a Montana poet who struggled with his love-hate relationship with the town of Butte, where generations of his family found work in its miles of mines.
Though Leahy eventually left the mining life and Butte, the poem Leaving Town captures his fraught emotional tangle. He writes,
"Leaving Town. It was a lonely walk through the ghost town to the bus depot, where the greyhounds rested in a customary line. My suitcase was made of cardboard. The snap was broken. It wanted to open. I clutched it to my hip. I met her on East Mercury Street. Noticing my baggage, she said, 'You must be going somewhere.' 'I'm leaving town,' I said, 'on my way to catch a bus.' 'Oh, I'm sorry,' she said. 'Nothing to be sorry about,' I smiled, knowing there are no second chances for first impressions. 'Have you lived here long?' 'Long enough to know I have to leave,' I answered whimsically. 'I've seen you before,' she said. 'You are a writer, aren't you?' 'I try,' I said, smiling again. 'What does writing mean for you?' 'It's what I do,' I said. 'I sit at the typewriter and bleed words.' 'A bloody writer,' she laughed, and took one of my suitcases as we walked on toward the depot. I never learned her name, but she hugged me before I got on the hound, and I wished I could have told her I'd be back."
A poem by Ed Leahy.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Ostein, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana.
Listen again and subscribe to our podcast at reflectionswest.org.